Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. We are talking with Chris Gilkey, who is a wildlife officer in Meigs County, and him and a few other officers in the state have got together, and they're launching a canine wildlife program.
Yeah.
And going to be a dog per district. Is that what I'm to understand? There are going to be five total. And, Chris, you guys are going to use a variety of breeds, though. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, correct. It was decision was made not to pigeonhole ourselves in the one breed. All the different breeds have great attributes to them.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're all different. So we've decided that, you know, we're going to use sporting dog breeds, and we're also going to use herding dog breeds. And the herding dog breeds would, you know, be your German Shepherds, your Belgian Malinois, your Dutch Shepherds. And then on the sporting dog breeds, you know, your Labradors. Right now, a Lab is what we have, but, you know, German Shorthaired, anything like that we can use. And we also, you know, went with very high vendor dogs. These dogs actually, you know, they're not cheap.
No, they're not
cheap. And you do pay for what you get.
Right.
These dogs are pre-tested, you know, before they come over from Europe. You know, they're tested for their nerves. A dog that has good nerves, you know, that he's very confident. We need the dogs in our world. We need the dogs to be very cordial. As you guys can see, you know, we have Mattis laying here, and Mattis is just as friendly. He's met everybody in the building.
Right.
Yeah. And Mattis is, he's one of our dogs that is and will be continued to be trained in protection work. But I mean, if you look at him over here, or you pet him or meet Mattis, you'll never know that. he has a great temperament. So we're looking for that, you know, for that temperament. We're looking, the vendor dogs have guarantees on them.
That's what you were telling me. They have health guarantees and
all
that. Yeah.
So when we buy a vendor dog, the dog has a trainability guarantee. So if we put him through training and something happens that he's not getting the training, they'll replace that dog.
Wow.
He has a health guarantee. He has hip and elbow guarantees. So it's a lot of money to spend. But these dogs from Europe, they breed dogs over there like Kentucky breeds thoroughbred horses.
Yep.
I mean, they, you know, we watch NASCAR or baseball for fun. They watch German, you know, they watch the German sporting trials. So they take it very, very serious. And we do have some awesome dogs. We have Mattis, which is a German Shepherd here. We have Finn, which is a German Shepherd based out of Holmes County. And we have May, a sweet little black lab based out of Sandusky. And all three of these dogs right now in their training are just doing great. Every week they're just more and more. It's like having your kid hit a home run.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, I see Mattis do something right, and it's like watching my kid, you know, score the winning run in a baseball game. It's just phenomenal.
You've got a great passion for it, Chris. We off air got Mattis to talk to us a little bit. You think we can get him to do that again?
Yeah, we can do a little German, see if he'll speak to our callers here.
Okay.
We'll try this out. Put him on the spot and see if he'll react.
Okay.
Let's go. Yblap. 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 Okay, good boy.
I gotta tell you, I think he's better behaved than my kids were.
Yeah, maybe. But as gentle as it is and as friendly as it is, it's a very imposing look that it has. It looks like that dog could bite me pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Chris, I think this is going to be a great benefit to the division and, you know, to each district. You know, kind of congrats to you and some of your fellow officers for hanging in there and you know, researching as much as you guys did. You guys probably did more research than most people did. And here's what I'm most excited about. So often I see things change throughout the state or just in government in general, sometimes agencies. And the research is done by an outside paid-for firm. And this one wasn't done that way. And that's where I congratulate the state of Ohio for doing it the way they've done it with you guys, is because – one, you're there every day. You see stuff that's going on. And, you know, too often I see these programs put together in a hurry by outside sources, and they just don't stick too often. So I don't have that fear. And if someone should want to donate to the nonprofit, again, they can go to the Appalachian
Appalachian Foundation of Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you Google that, there's a donation box on there, and then they can scroll through there, and they can find the Carr Honestead Canine Foundation. I'm sure if they need linked up with somebody, they could call the studio.
Right.
And that foundation is completely separate from the division, but I read the paperwork. It is, that money is earmarked specifically for wildlife canines. So if anyone's interested in that, that money comes right to these dogs here. And I'll let people know the first five handlers that have been selected, myself in Meigs County, Matt Livengood in Sandusky County, Jeremy Carter in Holmes County, Jason Keller in Warren County, and Josh Elster in Pickaway County. We'll have another academy in the summer to take the next two dogs through. That's quite a bit of work to put all the dogs through at once. And we're actually doing the training in-house, too. Parks and Watercraft Officer Jason Lagore is actually our canine.
Really good at what he does.
Very good. I mean, it's phenomenal to see him, just his dog IQ, I guess. I mean, he's brought all these dogs along so well, and he can watch what we're doing wrong. And I can tell you right away, it's not the dog. if something's not being done right, it's the guy on the end of the leash. I have learned that humbly, and I continue to learn that at every training session. There's a lot of work that goes into it. It's not as easy as putting a dog on the end of the leash, but Jason Lagore has come on board to help us with the program and to get us through, and actually, it's saved us a ton of money by being able to do this program in-house.
Yeah, and you guys, as you said it once when we were talking, you guys have put a Mercedes program together on a Ford Pro budget, really, and just worked it.
We literally have. We have.
You guys do have some of the best dogs from what you were telling me, what they cost and what you're working with folks to get them and stuff like that. And, of course, the foundation and the state being behind you, that's big. That's really huge. But, again, I want to applaud them for doing it in-house. As opposed to, here's what I've said. Any success I've had is because I've made a bunch of mistakes and learned not to repeat them. And that's the way to build a strong program that lasts for a long time. That's awesome. I really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Yeah,
for
thank
sure.
you. We're excited. I can tell you that the five of us handlers are just absolutely through the roof. And after 13 years of doing this job, you want to talk about a recharge of the batteries?
Right.
He's laying right there.
Right. Yeah.
So
your passion for what you're going to work and doing every day, that's huge. We often, pick on Chelsea and Mike Greenlee and them guys and say, we want to go out and do what you guys are doing every day. But Don and I have built this show around a couple things. One, do something for the kids as often as we can. And two, bring in guests that we can learn something from. So,
oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's kind of been the deal. But
the thing about it is, Chuck, they get paid to do what they like to do.
Yeah, yeah. So
I worked in a factory, and I like working with my hands and stuff, and I got paid handsomely for it.
Right.
But would I rather be outside doing that?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
See, you guys miss all the behind-the-scenes paperwork.
We know that. We know that. Yeah.
Every ticket we write takes us.
You were telling me a story about Greenlee, that for every hour they're in the field, they're doing how much lab work?
Oh,
it's crazy. It's
tremendous.
Like an hour to eight or something like that.
Yeah, it's tremendous the amount of time they go out and collect data and then the processing of it. And it's the same way with us wildlife officers. A lot of people say, hey, bet you're glad deer season's over. And
it's just starting.
the work has just started. Driving around and making cases is the easy part. The hard part is, all the follow-up cases afterwards and the court cases and the testifying. And, I mean, it's when deer season's over, it's not over for us. We deer season ends in February, and we'll be working deer cases up into spring turkey season.
Right.
Yeah, I've talked to Jeff Berry several times.
He'll tell you.
Pulled off the side of the road, and I pull over. Well, you sleeping over there? Yeah, I wish I could sleep. And he's over there doing all this paperwork and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how I can get it all done.
It's the necessary evil of the job. You know what I mean? It documentation, helps us make future cases. And, we would love to just be out there patrolling all the time. But, there's paperwork that comes with everything we do.
Wow.
So even after the fact, deer season's over, for us, it's not over.
Wow. Hey, big stuff, folks, that the state's doing, and it's kind of nice to have a little bit of a launch about it tonight here on our show.
You've heard it here first.
There you go. We're all privileged to have that happen here. Don and I have had fun with this show for many years, and you know, you get to learn some stuff and that, talk to some cool folks and all that fun stuff. And we really appreciate you guys driving all the way up. Quite a run for you tonight. I know you started about 6:30 this morning, so appreciate your dedication. And Mattis is just incredible. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, he's over here napping
a nap
right
already.
Now.
Yeah, he's all worn. It's been a long day for him, too.
Yeah, he was in training all day today, so it's been a long day.
Good deal. Well, Chris, keep up the good work, and if we can get anything out there for you, I'm going to have Sarah put the link to the Appalachian Foundation website so that folks could go and check out the possibilities of donating to the program. And keep us updated as to how things are progressing.
Yeah, we will definitely do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe come back and see you in a year, and you can see the progression.
There we go.
Sounds good.
And next time, you're allowed to bring Chelsea, and we'll get her dinner, too. Yeah. So, anyways. Well, folks, we're going to take a break and pay a few bills. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.